hard in the end of regulation, certainly in the overtime, in a consistent battle of attrition. I don't think they either ran in with a lot of chances tonight. Soccer wasn't that good at times. I just think the conditions were difficult tonight. We didn't play well enough over 120 minutes to win the game. And when you get into a shootout, anything can happen. And certainly we came out at the short end tonight. But congratulations to Salt Lake. And our players, our team, our organization had a great year. Can't be disappointed. I think we did a great job in turning our team around that. Landon had a fabulous year, a great captain and leader, and I applaud our guys, and it was a very good season for the Galaxy.
Okay, if you'd like to ask a question, please raise your hand. We'll start down here on the left. We'll wait for the mic to come on. Thanks.
For Landon, I think this is disappointing. What happened in the second half to the Galaxy? It seemed like you some control of the game, took a lead into halftime, and then also you could describe what happened on the penalty kick that you took.
We knew in the second half that they were going to throw a lot at us, and they did a good job of moving the ball and putting us under pressure. I'm not quite sure what happened on their goal. It was pretty sloppy, but in the end they probably deserved to get a goal at some point. The penalty I hit, like I hit any penalty. I made sure he was going the other way, and I closed my body. I just put it in the air, and it's probably partially due to tired legs and not concentrating in that moment.
Hold on here.
For Bruce, could you talk a little bit about the play of Josh Sanders and stepping into that difficult position on the Braves game?
He played great.
I think one of the difficulties I think both teams had that is a substitution pattern. Certainly in our case, having used one substitution for goalkeepers is never good. But those are the cards that were dealt to us. But I think Josh Sanders did a fabulous job. Both teams were exhausted, and we wanted to manage these substitutions in the second half. When the first one had to be used on Ricketts, it handcuffed us a little bit because we had a couple other guys that were hurting physically, and then obviously Omar had to come in. So that was difficult, but in the case, to answer your question, Saunders was a great time. Yeah, can't argue that. Did a fabulous job in the shootout.
I was wondering if you could talk about what happened to Dima, because certainly he was expected to start, but
Dima came down with a viral infection this week, and was pretty ill, and he started to respond yesterday, where he started feeling better, but to start him today would have been a real issue. He would not have had a full tank, and we had to make that decision, and certainly we were going to actually put him in around the 70-minute mark, but then when we had to make the change with the goalkeeper, and then they got the goal, we didn't want to make a change for defensive purposes, and we were a little bit handcuffed there, but he was able to play tonight in the reserve role, if we call him. Unfortunately, he got ill.
Was there any other illness in the team? Because Landon made the comment earlier this week that David had been ill as well.
This time of year, there's a lot of weather here. It's, a little bit difficult. There's certain calls, and I think both teams probably had a few players in the winter weather. But that's all part of it.
Next question. Any other questions? In the back.
What's your definition of fully fit? There's probably very few players that are 100% this time of year. No, he was obviously a little bit off. Certainly wasn't 100%.
Bruce, in watching what Romano did last week, was there any game plan as far as like trying to get to him? If there were any vulnerabilities, was there any preparation in that regard?
Yeah. Obviously, practice and penalty kicks.
out of longer playoffs is not. Can only kick start. Every player is quite capable of making a penalty, and he's just dealing with pressure and putting it away. And you know, at the end of 120 minutes, it's tough on players. They're tired. You know, and goalkeepers, I thought both goalkeepers were great. What more can you say? I think they both saved two penalties tonight. That's pretty remarkable.
Next question. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Congratulations on the success.
Thank you. Una temporada muy difícil esto, Landon, porque tuviste, fuiste MVP y no acabó las cosas como querías tú que acabaran. ¿Qué aprendes de esta derrota, de esta temporada, y qué es lo que espera de ti en los próximos días? Mucho se especula que quiere que se juegue en México. ¿Qué vas a hacer tú después de esta temporada?
Fue una temporada fantástica para mí personalmente y para el equipo también. Es difícil en este momento pensar en eso porque somos tristes. Pero en algunos días cuando vimos lo que pasó, fue increíble para nosotros. Hasta el final, tenemos oportunidad de ganar un campeonato y una lástima.
Gracias, Lando. Buena suerte.
And we'll take one more question down here.
Bruce, can you just describe the setting? Everyone knew it was going to be something unique, something special here in Seattle, and just your observations playing this place.
Well, I think, the city of Seattle really embraced the MLS Cup. It's a beautiful stadium. I think it was a great moment for MLS. And what more can I say? I played here and lived here in the 70s, and professional soccer should never have left Seattle. I think the Pacific Northwest is a fabulous geographic area for professional soccer, and I'm happy it's back. I remember the old days of the Kingdom, going to games and watching the Sounders sell it out. And I think Seattle's always been a great city for professional soccer. I'm happy it's back, and you know, they really embraced this MLS Cup and embraced the season and their team, and it's a fantastic story for MLS.